you know, today's way of attacking announce readiness has to do with attacking that fear voice in the back of your head that has you saying you're not good enough, and that maybe there's somebody whose sound is nicer than yours or whatever. I have to credit my friend Richard with helping bring this to so many people. You know, it's this whole notion of I'm enough. Training and good course of study really helps you feel this if you can't pretend your way into it, because sometimes really diligent people really need to feel like they've earned being enough. And so not only is there substance in a course of study, but really diligent people oftentimes feel that they're only enough when they've really done their homework and they're not comfortable being fakers. So, you know, just going through a proper course of study and accomplishing that sometimes empowers people who really respect academic pursuits to credit themselves with feeling like they're enough. But I would just like to tell your fear voice to get out of there because you are enough. You see, it's more than a pep talk. Although, you know, as long as you're in a state or a process of acting here anyway, I mean, whether you're acting as a narrator or as the person in the spot, you might as well pretend to act as if you feel confident. I mean, it couldn't hurt. But it's more than just a pep talk. It's actually also logical, and it comes back to branding. You see, if you change your branding to be as cool as you think somebody else sounds, that insecurity bleeds through. But also, what if they would have liked your true sound? You know, what a missed opportunity that would have been. It's you, and you ought to be the one who can do you the best. Nobody else can bring your style and your sound to the party as well as you can. So why move the target? You have to stay authentic, and when you're being authentic, you have to pretend to feel confident about that without worrying that you're not enough or that somebody else's sound or style might be more interesting than yours. And you've done your homework. You've deconstructed the copy. You've asked yourself the questions that you know you need to ask yourself in the flow chart of deconstructing a script. Get some game on and bring some confidence to the party.